Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And March's biggest tournament is finally here. A DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if that underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we finished up quarter number one talking Penn State hoops. Let's get back to football. And with spring practice starting this week, what better time to talk about our spring practice storylines? And as always, we start on the offense in quarter number two. A lot to look at with the new offensive coordinator coming in. But let's start, again, where we always start, with the quarterback position. There are three scholarship quarterbacks left, and I guess we're hoping for progress from each one of them.
They need to all grow into the roles that are thrust upon them. Sean Clifford is now a relatively unthreatened starting quarterback. No real competition for that job. Last year, you know, I don't think that Will Levis was ever really, truly an actual threat to him. But when push came to shove last year and he struggled, Will Levis was there as somebody who had enough trust from the coaching staff to play valuable snaps, to put Sean Clifford on the bench. Is Taquan Roberson going to be available and ready to do that? I don't think so. So the onus is on Sean Clifford to really make that growth and not let the first half of last season happen again. The way that he played was, I think anybody in the program would say, unacceptable. The types of errors that he was making were not the kind of mistakes and mental mistakes and loss of composure that you would expect from a veteran second-year starting quarterback. He needs to step into that role and own it. And then Taquan Roberson, you know, I think you need to look for signs that Penn State, A, trusts him, that he is a capable backup, that if something were to happen, Sean Clifford injury, Sean Clifford struggle, as happened last year, that Taquan Roberson can step into the lineup and do something to move the chains for this offense. Christian Vayor, that's how Dwight Galt said, went out of his way to say it was pronounced. I don't see it, but I'll take his word for it. Christian Vayor, the true freshman, we just need to see some sign of progress from him, that he's off to the right start to his career, because he's an emergency quarterback, but you've seen many, many times in college football, emergencies do happen and you do need that number three to do something for you. So all three of these guys are in a position where they've got to solidify themselves, and we're looking for clues that they're doing it.
I don't care what Dwight Galt says, I'm going with Vayu. The other big thing, and we talked about it a bit, is Mike Yurcich is the new offensive coordinator. At this time, a year ago, we had Kirk Ciarrocca coming in, and we all thought he would have that magic touch to turn this offense around. Dustin, do you have more confidence this year about Mike Yurcich than you had a year ago for Kirk Ciarrocca?
I think in college football, there's a pretty short list of what I would call our impact offensive coordinators. I don't know how many are on that list, but Mike Yurcich is either on it or almost on it. You know, he is a big name for a reason, and Penn State brings him in to do the job that they're trying to be nationally relevant on the offensive side of the ball. And I do feel more confident that Mike Yurcich can get him there than I felt like Kirk Ciarrocca could get him there. I think Kirk Ciarrocca is a really solid offensive mind. I think maybe he would have grown into his role as offensive coordinator at Penn State. He didn't get a chance to do that. Penn State went out and got the big name hire, and I think in a lot of situations, big name hires, they end up doing big things when they're coordinating an offense. He knows what he's trying to do. He knows what he's looking for. He has big visions. He has a history of putting up points in an explosive fashion wherever he's gone. So I feel like he is a better bet to make a leap in year one than Kirk Ciarrocca was. And that's not a knock on Kirk Ciarrocca. I think it's just Mike Yurcich be earning the reputation that he has for himself.
In many ways, I think the onus is going to be on Sean Clifford. One could argue Sean Clifford cost Kirk Ciarrocca his job a year ago. One could argue that.
One could argue, and the lack of progress from both Will Levis and Sean Clifford ultimately, I think, circled back around as being a Kirk Ciarrocca issue.
So if Mike Yurcich wants to succeed where Kirk Ciarrocca didn't, he needs Sean Clifford to step up. There are a couple other positions besides quarterback involved in the offense, and it's going to be just a couple of them. And candidly, I'm not sure how important they are in comparison with that quarterback position. If Sean Clifford succeeds, I feel like the offense will. If he doesn't, they won't, no matter what. But we need to talk about these other positions anyway, Dustin. And let's go to running back, which is going to be really fascinating. This is the third year in a row, essentially, where we go into the season having at least four possibilities of running backs who could contribute. Now, in 2019, it was how do you get enough carries for everybody? In 2020, we saw how quickly that depth could go away. Now, 2021, it's an interesting thing. Excuse me. You expect Noah Cain to be at the top of the depth chart if he's healthy, but a lot of storylines here.
And I think a lot of ways that it can go. Like last year going into the year, Journey Brown looked like he could be a high NFL draft pick, and he deserved to be a workhorse because he could do it all. You didn't really ever need to take him off the field in terms of him being able to handle responsibility. This year, now you have Noah Cain, who is the best mix of, I think, upside and proven ability and physical. I think he's a really solid back. Is he a star? I don't know. We haven't seen quite enough to know for sure. Kevon Lee, has he overtaken Devin Ford because of the way the last few games of last year went? I don't know that for sure either, but I do know that Kevon Lee, there's a lot of overlap in his style with Noah Cain. So what role does that play now in how the running back rotation shakes out? Keziah Holmes, I think we were just starting to see him scratch the surface last year, and he is, I still think, the most explosive combination of power, speed, home run ability. I think there's still a chance for that to play out. And then Devin Ford, he needs to be a more consistent, more reliable, down-to-down running back. We all know he can break the big one. We all know that he's very, very explosive. If he gets a little bit of a crease, we know that there's a potential to hit a home run. But I think that he took a lot of three-yard gains and made them one-yard gains. And I think that needs to resolve itself too. There's a lot of, and then you bring out obviously in John Lovett, who is another big, from what I understand, kind of power back. And there you start to see a little bit of a trend here where they're lining up these big physical backs. How are they going to mix and match, and how do they go about sorting out that pecking order?
What I wonder, Dustin, is the last couple years with Kirk Ciarrocca and even prior to that with Ricky Ronnie, seemed to be they were looking for that running back, that tough running back, running between the tackles. And if you're the type of back like a Ricky Slade who needs to get outside of the tackle box, Devin Ford might be that case also. It doesn't seem like they're able to take advantage of that kind of player's abilities. I'm going to be curious to see if Mike Yurcich could open up a Devin Ford and give him the right opportunities for him to succeed.
The running scheme is changing, too. I think that's worth mentioning, too. With a new coordinator, you're going to see them approach blocking and you know, running back strategy a little different, and how does that work into it?
Right, and will Devin Ford be able to succeed with that new kind of running scheme? The position a year ago, Dustin, that we were all so concerned about was wide receiver, and I think you put it best. A year ago, everyone was being asked to do something they hadn't done before. Jahan Dotson was going to have to be a number one, and we didn't know if he could do that, and everybody else had to move up. This year, if Jahan Dotson had chosen to go to the pros, we would have had that same question. The fact is he's coming back for another year. Doesn't that just change everything with the wide receiver group?
It does, because now you have the luxury of bringing along a Daniel George or a Keandre Lambert-Smith or Cam Sullivan Brown growing into a new offense. There's some possibilities there for your number three, number four, number five wide receivers, but you've got your number one and two locked down. You've got your primary targets in the passing game, and I would throw the tight ends in there too, but you have Jahan Dotson and you have Parker Washington as go-to options, and they were able to manage okay without developing more than that last year. Now you have the ability to bring those guys along and let them compete and be able to make it a little bit more well-rounded passing attack, a little more well-rounded wide receiver core, where you're not asking anybody to urgently move into or grow into anything. And I think that with so much else going on with this team and a new offense being installed, to be able to call that a definitive strength is a big, big deal. I thought Jahan Dotson coming back was by far the most important development of the offseason, because it irons out that part of the offense. You have two wide receivers who have been there, they have done it, they seem to work really well together, and they're back for another go at it.
The last spot to look at, Dustin, is the offensive line, and interestingly enough, it looks like they're set at the two tackle positions, Caden Wallace, Rashid Walker, the interior of the line. Still a little bit of a question on one out of the three positions, at least.
I think we won't maybe learn who's starting where necessarily, but I think we'll know for sure what's happening with Mike Miranda, and that can kind of dictate what's going to happen with those other spots. Are we expecting to see him at center or stick at guard? I suspect he'll be a center, but at least we should get that piece of information, and we should learn that soon, early in spring practice.
And probably Juice Scruggs will either be the center or guard, depending on the Miranda decision. And then that other position is still open. That is it for quarter number two and spring storylines on offense. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're going to look at the defense.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.